You were saying whenever you need us.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
This is Peter Mosen, and you're listening to Soul Searching with Chuck Sanders. Don't get slimed out there.
Welcome to Soul Searching.
Hello, everyone. It's Chuck, and here we are, Paramania Radio. Tonight, we are going to welcome back Frank Lazzaro from NJ Rope, and he's going to be joined by Carrie Maroney and Katie Coonley. They were both with him last time. We're going to pick up where we left off. I'm going to let them guys tell who they are first. For some of those of you that didn't listen to our first show, you can always go back to the on-demand section and download it. And then we'll go right into what we were talking about last time, which is the costs associated with running a paranormal team. So, Frank, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, Chuck?
Not too bad.
Too bad.
How you doing? Good. How you doing, Carrie and Katie?
Doing good. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm just doing that because I know a guy up in New York that just logged into the chat room. Those guys are awesome. They tune in almost every time. Hi, D. Listen, real quick, just tell everybody who your team is and what you're all about, just for people that didn't listen to your last show.
All right, very good. Well, once again, we are New Jersey Rope, out of pretty much cover all of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Southern New York. As I mentioned before, we pretty much do the same thing most other paranormal teams do. We hit those local hotspots that everybody knows about, and then we also help out in the private homes and such. But you said we work hard, so that's a good thing. We're one of those teams that puts a lot of training out there for our members and try to do it the right way, at least what we perceive to be the right way. So we are.
And I agree with that completely, because I believe I met you guys the first time at the Witch's Ball, maybe?
Correct.
And then, which is an event you guys were at. And then I also met you guys the second time, where we really got to know each other, was at Fort Mifflin, where you guys were volunteering to help, which is what I was also doing.
So, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And which we like to do a lot of as well. Like we mentioned before, that is a large part of it. Much more than just going out and investigating. It's giving back to the people around you and trying to make a difference in more ways than one. So
absolutely.
That's what we strive for.
I don't care what your method is. I just love a team that gives back.
We give our best. It gets to be a lot of extra work, but it's worth it because you see the rewards when you get into places like that, where places like Fort Mifflin, for instance, that really need the help, and the gratitude is worth it. So
it is awesome, and that's what got me started out there. Well, actually, it was I have to say it was Steve and Lisa. Steve and Lisa from the Pennsylvania Underground Paranormal Society. It was sometime last year. They said, you know what? The hurricane came through and really, really messed up some stuff out of the fort. We need some help out there. And the water had gotten so high, mud was all in the kitchen and all in the eating area and most of the buildings. And we ended up taking a bunch of air conditioners out because of the heat, and we had to store them to help Wayne. And it ended up being a good day.
That place definitely lives up to the name Mud Island, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it definitely gets muddy.
Yeah, there's been some times when you come through there, and it's like, it hasn't rained in 2 weeks, and it's still soaking wet. So
I ended up volunteering a few times after that, and I got to know, you know, the director, Beth, and, you know, I'm real good friends with Wayne and Lorraine, so I'm happy to be part of that.
Yeah, regretfully, we haven't been back since we met you there that day. We've just been so busy with casework, we haven't had a chance to get back, but I would like to get back up there next month or so.
Yeah, don't feel bad, neither have I. Now, they usually only ask people to come out for big events, so.
Yeah, we help out Wayne a lot with the parking detail.
Yeah, the big events are really tough because you got one guy doing maintenance and he has to park and take out trash. And like last time you guys were doing parking, I ended up, you know, driving a tractor around for Wayne and picking up trash and doing all that during the whole day. So
it works.
It was a pretty good day.
Yeah, it works.
But anyway,
I'm getting an echo here. I have to see. Maybe it's my volume. I'm not sure it's where it's coming from.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's not too bad on this side.
Not too bad. Okay, and then we'll leave it because I know we're getting like I can actually get a little feedback. We're hearing ourselves second time
around.
Yeah,
like there's like a delay, and then
Okay.
Yeah, you're feeding back to yourself. You sound great here.
All right, great. Okay,
okay, cool.
No problem. If it becomes a problem,
that's the important thing. That works.
If it becomes a problem, I'll let you know. I'll cut you off. No, I'm just kidding. So, Carrie, tell me about yourself.
Say that again.
Carrie, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know, see, Frank, he likes to talk, so I'm going to give the girls a little airtime.
Good for you. That's it.
Well, I'm the co-director and case manager of the group. I've been with the group since October of 2011. By day, I am a veterinary technician and have been for 13 years. I'm also a Reiki master, which is energy healing for those who don't know. And we work hard.
Cool.
Work very hard.
So I can call you when I have problems with my cat.
Yes.
Do you want a cat by any chance?
No, I'm trying to get rid of mine. No.
Oh, my God. I hate this thing.
Join the club.
You fall asleep at night and you move your feet and he claws you.
Cats are the worst.
No, mine's just evil.
You walk through the house and it just swipes at your pants leg and leaves a scar.
Oh, God. That's a problem.
I don't have one.
That's when you get them declawed.
Yeah, well, a couple of people I know are against that. They don't want to rip their claws out, you know?
You know what? I don't have an issue with it, honestly, as long as it's done when they're younger, because then it doesn't hurt more. The older they get, the longer the healing time. But, and I'm sure there are a lot of, like, animal people out there are probably, like, get mad at me for saying that, but I've been in it 13 years and I've seen it done on all ages and they do just fine. They're okay.
That's cool. Yeah, this thing, we put the cat food away in the cabinet and it'll claw the cabinet until it gets it open. So we put it up on the refrigerator and yesterday it jumped on the refrigerator for its first time and knocked off some ceramic dishes that shattered.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so come on, kitty.
Mine spilled a flower vase and soaked my iPod, and my iPod died.
Yeah, that's irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, just tad.
The only thing it's got going for him is it's black with yellow eyes.
Speaking of cats, here's mine right now. Yeah.
You heard us talking
about
cats.
Yeah, I heard us talking about cats.
Where were we? Katie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am the assistant director of the group. I've been with the group for close to 3 years now. It'll be August of 2010. I work at a restaurant. I'm not a server, but I run the food to the table every weekend. It's really not much to me, honestly. I'm pretty boring.
Boring. cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
I twiddle my thumbs when I'm bored, so we all have boring aspects.
I'm not boring.
So last time, guys, we were talking about the expense to running a paranormal team. Because there's a lot of people out there that may be listening that have no idea what the cost is. And there's people that, you know, might be on a team and have purchased a K2 or something.
Right. But, well, it's just getting started, if that's it.
Yeah,
buying one, you don't stop.
That's right. Coming from a couple founders, you know, I think we had discussed, you know, the cost of mail meters and things. Like, my mail meter was $260.
Right.
It's not the baseline, and it's one that, as far as I know, was discontinued because it was so complicated to make.
What's to have on it?
I have the Mel Rempide Shadow Detection Device.
Ah, yeah, you got the three packs, Sarah. Yeah, I got the. I just had the Mel Rem.
Yeah, it's. It took me 5 weeks to get that thing from the day I ordered it, and you know, it was disappointing, but I missed a couple of investigations I wanted to have it for. But at the same time, I think for me, I would have been better off getting all three devices individually. Because the shadow detection device, you don't want to move. The REM pod, the bigger one, picks up a lot more. It has a bigger radius. And then the mail meter, you always have it in your hand walking around. So you can't do all three at a time. I mean, the difference between $260 for that and what is it? REM pod's $160. A mail's only like $70. And a shadow detection device is what, $40? It's the same price. It's actually probably cheaper to get all three individually.
Yeah, I mean, it. The only thing that's beneficial about it, though, is, you know, if, well, assuming you could use it all at once. I mean, you're saying with that particular device, it sort of conflicts itself, but
you can use it all at once. I went on an investigation last weekend, and it worked beautifully.
And that's great, but you know, and the nice thing about it is it frees up your hands. That's the thing about it. That's the whole concept behind it, is you can have one piece of equipment to, you know, you don't have to grow an arm, which we all need to do, and as you know, as investigators. So.
Yes. I actually got kicked off a team one time because I didn't have enough arms to carry everything.
Pretty much. Yeah, I can see that happening. And we all got any body special vests and everything like that. And, you know, and we have cameras hanging off of here and meters hanging off of here and this there and the other thing hanging off of there. And it's walk around with 80 pounds worth of gear around you.
Hey, my mom logged in, and one of my team members, I just wanted to say that. They love to hear me talk about, hi, Heather. Hi, Mom. Sunshine is my mom. Everyone say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She's recently started listening to my shows. It's fascinating.
Very good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Heather, if you go shopping, she wrote in the chat room that she's going to go shopping. She is our newest member, and we already have, of course, K2s and all that stuff. I would recommend personally that she get a REM pod. If she wants the starter kit, I would get a K2 and a recorder. I mean,
right.
The starter kit's a K2 and a recorder, by all means.
Yeah, K2, a recorder, and a camera.
Yeah, any kind of digital camera. It doesn't have to be night vision, but it's nice if it is.
Right. Yeah, you guys watch. You know, the thing with the K2 meter is just so much interferes with it. I mean, you just got to be careful with the K2 meter. But and we love them. We, you know, some groups don't use them anymore, and I personally think they're effective when they work. They're great. There's other times where they're super sensitive. They pick up more than they need to. And you know, you always have to be careful with the whole radio interference thing with the K2. So that's a downfall of it, but they're effective, great communication tools, and it's worth the $80, you know?
Yeah, it is. And actually, I think you can get the deluxe model K2 now in black with a free laser grid for $59. I mean, the price is coming down because people use them less.
Right. Yeah, there's a... You know, it is too. There's a lot of places selling them now. I mean, before it used to be, you know, one or two places that you'd be able to find.
Right, it's all competition.
There, 10 places that are selling the same device. So, not to mention you go on eBay or Amazon and
right.
You get it.
Maybe Amazon's got a lot of stuff. Yeah,
so. Maybe Simply Paranormal will be 11th soon. that was funny, right? Anyway.
Delayed reaction, that's all.
It's okay. I would rather laugh than not talk.
No, absolutely. I mean, you say you get back to the expenses. I mean, you can go sky's the limit with this, really.
You can get.
Actually, listen, I know David Rowntree, and I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's he's the physicist who claims, you know, that he's the most scientific guy in the paranormal. But, you know, I've interviewed him like 5 or 6 times on a previous show.
All right.
And he had a device the other day he was showing, and just this single unit device was about $650.
Wow.
The sky is the limit. I mean, I've seen, of course, you can get a thermal imager. They go up to $6,000-$7,000. You can get a model, which doesn't even allow you to store images or anything. They're $1,000.
Yeah, that's just too much money. There's no way.
I know. My friends over at DCPRS have one, and the reason they got it is because I think they want it for like $100 on eBay, and it works great, dude.
Yeah, $100 I can go with.
$100, I'd buy 4 of them just to sell the other 3.
$100 is, you gotta make some money on those. So, you know, we would like to get the largest expense we're looking at, probably purchasing some point in the future, would be maybe a thermal. along the lines of that.
Now, remember, a thermal imager doesn't, it doesn't show you ambient temperatures. So you're not going to see a cold spot go through the room. All you're going right. to see is the surface it's touching. So right. you'll see a cold wall, but nothing else. I mean, you know what I mean? Right. Like if something walks out in front of it, you'll see like a human body, but you're not going to see anything that's clear.
Right. Yeah, there, you know, that's the like I said, every piece of equipment has its downfalls and its and high points. And that, you know, that's really the only thing we're missing from our arsenal, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to really count it as an arsenal. It's that's not a high priority. I mean, obviously, with the expense, number one. And we are, you know, we're definitely not in absolute need of this. I mean, it's something that would be nice to have it just to put out there and use. Because it can be effective, though, as well. But certainly not something you have to have.
What would you say in a roundabout figure? Now, just off the top of your head, and I know this is going to be a huge figure because I put mine in 5 digits.
I haven't been 5 digits. You mean how much I've spent?
How much you've spent on paranormal equipment?
I'd say if I really had to put a number down, I mean between 2,000 and 3,000, probably.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, really, because, I mean, I don't – you know, the equipment that we buy, maybe a little more than that. But, I mean, for the most part, the equipment that we have is, you know, the $35 voice recorder from Kmart.
You know, my problem is I include, like, my radio show stuff as paranormal gear because all of it is dedicated to paranormal.
I mean, if you go in total, I'd say that's probably a pretty accurate number. Over the years, I mean, stuff I've had to replace maybe, you know, right. a little bit different, but – Batteries. Now, if you talk about batteries, batteries will put you over the top. I mean, that's, you know, my wife just mentioned batteries from the distance in the room. And batteries, if you count that, then yeah, obviously we've all spent thousands more than we thought about. But
yeah, you got,
batteries is ridiculous.
You got but, nine yeah, grand just equipment. In batteries.
I mean, cameras, I mean, you don't have to have top of the line stuff to do what we're doing. I mean, it gets to a point where you can go crazy with it.
Well, see, that's my issue because I am a photographer and videographer. And I use that stuff for paranormal stuff, too. So it's not dedicated specifically to paranormal, but the figure goes along with it. Like, I just got my HD professional camera, my documentary camera. That was that was like $1,500, dude.
Wow.
I mean, if you get into start talking about the computer, okay, I mean, we have a laptop we use. I mean, that obviously is going to bring that number up.
I don't even want to go there.
I mean, that's an issue there. You know, if you get into the actual – cases of equipment, you know, DVR.
Give it cameras. All to me. Give it all to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
5 digits?
DVRs, cameras, whole nine yards. I'd say 3,000. I guess I don't know. I should probably have kept a log. I mean, it'd be pretty cool to see how much I've actually spent on this.
I should probably keep a log, too.
I'd try if I knew the real number.
I'd probably smack my head again. I could have put a deposit on a house.
Yeah, you know, that money I'd like to have it back in my pocket, of course, obviously. But
I have.
But, you know, but at the same time, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I find that it's rewarding because the amount of money that we spend, it does pay itself back when you're able to do something to help somebody out.
Joey from Seekers Club Paranormal said you need a second job just for the batteries.
Yeah, and I agree with him. I mean, that is absolutely the case.
Much.
I mean, the batteries are the most expensive part. I mean, you get the. I mean, you know, because every time you go out on a voice, you know, on an investigation, your voice recorders. And when we run stationary recorders.
I lose every voice recorder down. At least once during investigation.
Yeah, you got to constantly switch these. And we go through, and I'm throwing half-used batteries out. Just because you can't trust putting them down. You know,
it makes you wish you had a lot more remote controls laying around, doesn't it?
Oh, it's terrible, you know? It's terrible. That's the hard – I wish I could buy stock in Duracell.
Get a little bit of money back. And my team member, Heather, she said, for someone who's new, just starting out – and wants to spend about $300. Are there a few items I can get, or is everything expensive? Like I said before.
$300-$400, you could definitely start out with something small. I mean, if you're expecting to come out and be able to field a full investigation for $300, no, maybe a little tough. But
right.
But you definitely have a couple handheld devices for $300, no doubt about
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, she can go shopping with me and get a discount, so I'll talk to her later anyway. But I would always start with a K2 and a nice little voice recorder. Now, I'm big on Tascams. I think I own one recorder that was under $100. I mean, I have 5 Tascams, and one of them has 4 channels on it. It was like $250. So it just depends on what your budget is, because like I said before, that the four-channel Tascam that I have is the Tascam DR40. You can hook up four microphones to that thing and put them in four corners of the room and record all four corners of that room, and if a noise happens, you can play it back on a 5.1-channel surround sound system and hear it just like it was recorded.
Right.
So you can tell which part of the room it came from, like a three-dimensional audio.
See, and that's where the expense comes in. Now, because you go out and you buy all this cheap stuff, I mean, you know, you can call it cheap in a sense, and then you replace it with things like that. So, I mean, you know, the expense will increase because you're never going to be satisfied with what you have. So you're always going to look to improve.
Right.
Always get better. They always make something else.
Right. You buy a recorder and then you're like, wow, they make those? And then you have two recorders, and then you're like, ooh, there's a better model. And then you have three recorders.
Right.
Right.
Well, we're up to like 10 now or 15 recorders, aren't we, combined?
Dude, yeah. I am
eight. We have eight stationary.
Let's put it this way. We got more recorders than we do have people listen to them.
Yeah, right?
Okay. It's kind of scary, actually, because you know what? We're not going to go on an investigation and not put them out. I mean, what's the point in having them if you're not going
to
use them,
and if you're doing an eight-hour investigation with eight recorders, you got 64 hours of audio to listen to.
Yeah, people. You know, and that's the thing too. People don't realize that. You know, it's you go on an investigation, and the client they want answers tomorrow.
Ain't going to happen.
And they don't quite get the concept. I mean, you know, no disrespect to the clients, because you know, obviously they're not. It's like
they don't realize.
They don't realize anything.
That goes into it.
If there's a lot of behind the scenes hours that they don't understand, and when you come back to them 3 weeks later or a month later, or looking to give them results, and they're like, "Well, where the hell you been?"
Right. And you know what? You also have probably two or three investigations lined up over the weekend.
Exactly.
So the free hour, the free time that you gave to them, you can't give that to them for the next couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Right. They don't get it. So
they really don't.
Hardest part is trying to get them to understand. I mean, because we're also the type of group that doesn't let them hang. You know, Curry or myself are always on the phone with them. We have a certain protocol we follow with our follow-up calls.
I got an argument with a client one time, and it wasn't a bad argument, but they're like, you know what? You really got to give me some information. I'm like, look, man, I don't mean to be rude about this, but this was free for you, okay? I got a full-time job.
That's the other part of it they don't understand.
I got a full-time job, and my expenses and my house come first.
Pretty much. Exactly. Pretty much. And that is definitely a tormented part of the whole thing.
And you know what he said? He's like, dude, I didn't really think about it like that.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'll get back to you. I will get back to you. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Jobs. We have real lives.
Right. We don't hunt ghosts for a living.
No.
Well, they think you do. Hell, they ask you, do you do this for a living? And you tell them no. And
it costs
us
to hunt ghosts. It costs us money to hunt ghosts.
It costs a lot of money to hunt ghosts. I mean, and they can say, I don't mind spending the money if the end result is that someone walks away being a little better off than they were before we met them.
Right.
That's part of it. But, I certainly wish I had that money back in my pocket too, or at least be willing to say, hey, I can't charge you, but a little bit of money donation here or something might be a little nice, help us out a little bit.
And you know what? If you ask for a donation, people call you a paranormal bully.
This is the saddest field. When I talk to the client, I get, I can't believe you do this for free. You don't charge anything. It's like, I'm like, well, no, but we accept donations and, oh, okay, cool. And
they never see any wrong.
Let me tell you something. My 3 years in the business, we did get one donation. And I had to split it with another team because we went in half and half because he didn't have enough members. So I went in to help him. So I have seen one though. I think he got donated $60. So I got like $25.
We've seen an okay.
We've gotten.
I was like, yes, a 16 pack of double A's.
pretty much. But they say it's
burning a hole in your pocket.
If you're in it to make money, you're in it for the wrong. I mean, obviously, none of us are charging for what we do. It's it's just not acceptable thing to do. And I don't expect people to give us anything. I mean, if you're going to put your hands out and you're expecting something from them, then you're...
This isn't your field.
You're going to be sadly upset.
People ask me, why do I do it? And I'm going to be straight about it on the radio right now. This is an entertainment hobby. And this is how it works. Some people smoke crack. I hunt ghosts.
Pretty much.
That's just the way it is.
I've always said... There you go. Joey says
we investigate for food and batteries.
I like that. That's the truth.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I love when I say, anybody got a double A? And the client goes, I've got some. Like, yes, I'm getting something out of this.
But you know what? It is nice when they give you food, though, because you figure, look at it this way. That is kind of like a donation in a sense. Because
absolutely.
If you go out and buy $5 sandwiches each, you walk away with $25, $30 worth of sandwiches for a team, right?
Yep. And I love walking in and they got a tray of food and say, help yourself. I'm like, man, this is – we're coming back here.
And it's so unexpected, but it's so nice when they do that. It's like, wow, thank you. Or I have coffee for you guys. I have this. Yes. I have that. You know,
some people really go out of their way to make it nice.
Every time we went there, even for a few wrap-ups, they're like, here, have food. Take food. You can't come in here without
that's
food.
When the final report says on it that we highly recommend you continue the studies take place. Right?
We think we need to come back for another visit.
Yeah, we aren't quite sure what you have here yet. But
you know what I can't stand, and again, no offense to the client. It's when you have a client that you've built up this whole excitement about, and the whole team's at your house, and you're packing stuff up, and they call and say, I got to cancel.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's only happened once to me where I've had a client sort of back out. Usually you members that back out on it.
Yeah, that happens too.
You get that last-minute phone call, I can't make it. What?
I'm in the car waiting on you. What are you talking about?
What are you going to do now? But yeah. Actually, we've gotten lucky. We're past that now. It seems like the membership that we have is really, when we commit, we're reliable. So that's a good thing.
That's good. That's good. I'm working on a good team. And Heather is awesome, the one out in the chat room. She's got the excitement that we lost because of the amount of work we put into it. So she doesn't know it yet, but she's probably going to be the case manager.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did I just say that?
Amount of work is worth it in the end. Like I say, if you go into it expecting something different to what you're getting, then you're going to be sadly upset when it doesn't come your way. So.
Exactly. And I love the excitement in her eyes, dude. She comes in and she's glowing and she's like, we got to do it. And she leaves glowing. So after two investigations, I thought, she came in as a guest asking if she could come in. And I thought, yeah, we'll give it a shot. She was so excited. And then I invited her to a second one because of the excitement. And then, I called her the other day and said, let's do this.
Good. Anyway, hopefully she's a reliable person who keeps on coming out for you. And that's a good thing. So,
You know what stole my heart is when she walked up to me at the last investigation. She's like, I told my best friend that I couldn't come to her birthday party tonight so I could be here. I'm like, really?
I wouldn't know anything about that. Skip it out all the things. What are you going to do, This unfortunately, that's what happens. I've missed a lot of parties over the last few years.
Hey, Anthony from Seekers Club's in the house. Anthony is the founder of Seekers Club out of Queens, New York.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
He said hello, so I had to give him a shout out. Anthony invited me to come investigate with them to a huge haunted mansion up in New York.
Did you do it? I can't do it.
I had to write him and tell him I can't do it. And I almost cried when I wrote him. It's one that they talked about because they had so much excitement and activity last time they went. And basically, the day that they chose to do that, the Selma Mansion is having Selma's History Day. So if you guys get the word out, Selma History Day is June 22nd. They're going to actually build a runway down the front of the building where people are going to walk out and model clothing from the period that the building's been there, from the 1700s all the way up to now.
Now, look at what he just wrote here. He said, a good case manager is hard to find. Well, I've been blessed with a really great case manager, so I have to say I've got to give a kudo to Curry for that. She does an awesome job.
Yay!
takes a lot of work off my plate for me. She does an awesome job.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's always hard to find a good case manager.
Mm-hmm. She works hard.
But
she's done so much work. We had to give her a couple people to help her out. So,
hey, it's always a good thing. I've been browsing the internet looking for lists of places around here, and I feel like I've been to all of them, dude. You ever get that where they're all so close? You've been to all of them. You're like, wow, we got to start expanding.
The local ones.
Going to be like two hours to go there. This is going to cost.
Yeah, it's getting to the point now where it's also very expensive to go into these places. I mean, you get places $400, $500, $600.
Dude, you have no idea.
I mean, who's got that? Again, getting back to the expenses. If you want to count that as being expenses,
let's
start getting into heavier. Now, if you're counting that,
let's get on that subject. Let's get on that subject because that is the biggest expense of doing this.
Absolutely.
Well, it is. I mean, there was one place, and I'm not going to say where.
I'll say where it is if I know what it is. I don't call out names, but I'm going to tell you that I think if they're going to charge you as much as I'm about to say, they should be called out.
Well, this place that I contacted, they wanted $1,200.
Oh, my God.
That's cheap.
And I was like, yeah, we can't do that. I'm sorry.
That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Well, Let me tell you something.
That's the most expensive that's I've heard rough. So far.
$1,200 is a lot of money.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Actually, it was 21. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
more not. Like it. The place I contacted, which was a fort in Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
They wanted $2,500 and a $500,000 insurance policy.
What?
Yeah, that sounds like you won't be visiting there anytime soon either.
Nope.
Yeah, it's the same fort we're talking about, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, wow. The price went up since I contacted them. I mean, well, since,
yeah,
you guys must have been before me.
How long ago did you contact them?
Last year.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, I contacted them last year, too.
Well, it's probably the next day I contacted them because that's how steep the prices change.
Okay. No, Joey, actually it wasn't $1,200, it was $21.
Yeah. And Joey, for me, they told me $25 if it's the same people. And a $500,000 insurance policy.
And it's like, it's not worth, you know what you do? You go there during the day, you take the $9 ride across the river there.
We're talking about the same fort.
Yeah. Take the $9 ride across the river and you walk around and nobody bothers you.
You just take pictures, you carry a voice recorder.
And that to me is, you know, I'll go pay them the.
And you just spent $2,500 for that, not including your insurance policy.
Yeah.
I mean, insurance, I mean, first of all, insurance is hard. I looked into getting insurance policies for this and it's, you know, I don't know if you have it or not. And if you did, off the air, you got to tell me where you got it if it's cheap because.
Yeah, I found some and it ain't cheap.
Yeah, there ain't no way in heck I'm paying the amount of money they want for insurance policy for something we're not getting any income from.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, one, you're taking a lot of electronic devices into a home. It's a fire risk. Two, most of your team members are usually smokers on a ghost team.
All right, not ours. We don't have that problem, actually. Yeah.
Well, you guys are actually lucky. I mean, I don't smoke. I quit smoking over a year ago now.
Yeah, we don't have anybody who smokes, actually. On our well, a couple people.
But you have to guarantee this insurance company that no cigarettes would enter the location, which is impossible. You'll have people fiending all night long. Then you have to guarantee them so many different things. And bringing your electronics on site, like if you hook up a DVR system, you've created a 50% higher risk of a fire.
That's what they're saying?
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And it was somewhere around like $197 a month for $500,000.
No, I'm not going to happen. I don't have that kind of money laying around.
Nuts.
No. You know, I can buy 2 smart cars for that. Someone in the background laughed.
I snort over here on this end.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
But you say I don't have that kind of money laying around. So, you know, we don't go to a place like that. That's all. I mean, it's a shame, but, you know.
No, it's stupid. Now, on the other hand, Fort Mifflin used to charge $900. But in their defense, you get the entire fort. You're not limited to anything. You can leave when you want. They supply coffee and snacks.
Right.
There's so much more to it. You know, what you don't realize is they have somebody on the time clock for that whole period, too.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but the 7-hour investigation, the ghost investigation, the prices went down. If you look at Fort Mifflin's site, I believe it's now $600.
Yeah, their prices have dropped.
Yes,
yeah,
and that is awesome. Anybody that can drop their price is awesome in my book.
Yeah, you don't usually hear that. Usually it's the opposite.
Right. Nah, it's, yeah, like 21
especially
to 25 overnight.
People are eager to get in there, so.
Yeah.
Since no disrespect to the TV shows, but they've definitely commercialized this, so.
Oh, they hurt the field bad. And you know what's funny? I read in a book, I believe it's, let me think. Called Ghosts Among Us. I can't remember the author. If you're out there, I'm sorry. My apologies. Should have made your name bigger on the book. But in Ghosts Among Us, it talked about how there so many people have died throughout history that if ghosts actually exist, that there should be enough for 50 to 60 for each living human right now. So
right.
I got news for you. You can hunt anywhere and find a ghost.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You can go outside and walk around your tree and hunt a ghost.
I think they're everywhere, personally. I
mean, the author is James Van Prague.
Yes.
Thank you, Google.
Sweet. I got a couple ghost books that I look into regularly.
Yeah, I think they're everywhere. I mean, it's just a matter of whether they want to talk to you or not.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like I said on the last show. I'm like, if you want to dig a hole and look for a ghost, who's to say that you're doing wrong? You might find that ghost. Well, who's to say that there's not an energy field that surrounds that tree that's attracting ghosts? I mean, it's not about proving that ghosts exist. It's about having an open mind to be able to look for them.
Right.
If I search for them my entire life and don't find them, I had a good time searching. I'm just going to put it out there. And when I die, if they do exist, I'm going to come back and tell somebody I told you so.
I agree. So I keep getting this echo. It's funny. We hear the whole conversation over again. It's like I can hear if I'm saying anything stupid, you know?
You sound dumber the second time around. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I always do. Yeah,
it's okay, though. You're doing fine on this side.
I listened to the last show we did with you, and I was like, yeah, I didn't make too big of a jackass myself. I guess I'm all right.
I thought we all sounded okay.
We did good.
If you guys in the chat room have any questions for NJ Rope, please spit them out. We're going to continue this conversation, but don't forget, Selma Mansion, June 22nd, History Day. I'm actually going to take Mrs. Fornance's room, and I'm going to set up all of my equipment for people to view, and I'm also going to be projecting a 15 to 20-minute video on the history of Selma Mansion.
Cool.
So there's going to be a lot of cool things happening that day. I think it's like $6 for adults, something like that. It's the same prices as Fort Mifflin. Cool. We don't have anything. I'm getting ready to start designing the flyer now, so you guys will all see it. And, you know, I wish I could go on that investigation with Joey and Anthony and
get them on the next one.
But yeah, they're gonna hunt me down for the next one.
Get them on the next one.
Yep. I actually have a baseball game.
If that good a place, I'm sure they'll be going back.
Oh yeah, I have a baseball game that night too. I'm actually gonna leave Selma early, pack and leave, so I can get to a baseball game. So it's a busy day. But hunting ghosts is expensive.
It can be, but it's success. Again, rewarding in a sense. You learn a lot. You know, I look at the world a lot differently now than before we started. So
I do too. I think I found what I was looking for, and I think it's time to move on. I love doing this, and I'm going to continue to do it. But for me, it's no longer as important. Now it's a hobby. Now it's something I can do on a weekend when I'm free. I love it. I'm never going to give it up. I don't think I ever will. I got too much invested. But at the same time, you know, there's no reason to not be in it if you're looking for excitement, because it definitely gives it to you.
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, every day there's more questions, there's more thirst for knowledge. I mean, I view things different than before.
So do I.
It's just, I mean, and I've always believed, you know, you have it where you believe, but it doesn't make it real until you experience something.
Right.
You can read about it. You can hear people talk about it. Say, oh, yeah, no, I understand. No, you really don't, until you experience it. And then it makes it all real.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to realize the inherent dangers of it as well. I mean, it's...
There definitely are dangers to this.
Yes, and it's certainly not something you can take for granted.
I got in a fight with a team member one time, and his attitude had gotten rough. And, you know, I love him to death. One of the best friends I ever had. But everyone kept asking me, do you think something followed him home? I can't guarantee that, but there's a huge possibility. And the only reason I believe something can follow me home is, you know, I had some things happen to me in my house. I've told everyone about them. And, you know, they're not scary, but they're just questionable. Like, did that just happen?
Right.
And people don't realize, once you open your mind to this, you become more susceptible to it. You see it more.
And, oh, yeah. And believe me. Once you open the door, you don't close it.
So believe me, everybody says there's no science behind this, and there really isn't. There is no given science behind ghost hunting. But at the same time, I majored in physics. I took college physics in high school. And I understand what's happening here. I understand how electrons and molecules work. I know all of these things. But at the same time, once you experience something that you have no idea how that happened, your ideas start to change.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have a recording of a shadow coming out of a wall and going across a room. I have this recording. It's clear. It's not somebody's finger in front of the camera. There was nobody near the camera. it doesn't make sense to me.
Right. And then that's where the thirst comes in, though, that you're out there trying to figure out what that is. Right. We're all looking for that answer. I don't think, honestly, I don't know if we'll ever find it.
I mean, you said it just like, I couldn't say it any better. I'm going to shut up. Okay, I shut up long enough.
What's that? What did I say?
He said he couldn't say it any better, so he's going to shut up now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad. Whatever. I did something good. All right. I'm allowed to talk this time. All right.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I seen that video live, myself, standing in front of the DVR system and ran into the room it happened in. Of course, right. I can't prove that, so if I put it up on Facebook, 1,000 people are going to say you had a string pulling something.
Of course. Okay. Well, you always got your skeptics, and that's right. Okay.
But I don't care, because I believe it.
I mean, I have a friend who likes to, and he jokes around, and he's like, oh, he goes, be careful of those fishing wires, pulling stuff, and...
Like, and we had one of our cameras, you can see on our videos, one of our cameras picked up, turned, dropped down, back down, on the Dura where it was sitting. And then
you told me
see like an orb go flying up in front of it. And I'm not an orb guy, but I looked at that orb and I said, well, that had to have something to do with that camera turning.
That was so awesome.
I mean, because it came right from the same direction. It went right to the area where we were focusing on. I mean, there was no mistaking. So those kind of things, right. You look at that and you say, wow, what was that? I mean, how did that happen? And it makes you drive out to try and find out more information.
Exactly. And I am not an orb guy either. I think it's all dust. But I have to tell you.
This one wasn't dust. I'll tell you that right now.
I got to tell you. They say, what do you mean you're not an orb guy? I say, well, 97%. They say, well, what's the other 3%? The other 3% is this picture I caught. I can't, to me, the round things with the little faces in them and all that is dust. It's a reflection of light. Your flash. I've been doing photography for so long, I can look at it and just say, you know what caused that? And I can reproduce it. But right. But there's this one I can't figure out. It was midnight, and we went out to a suicide site in the middle of the woods, clear, beautiful day. I shot 400 photos. Not a single one had anything in it, but one of them was a glowing, sparkling light. To me, that was an orb.
And if you believe it and it is what it is, then you were there. You took the picture. You know the conditions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I'm not in it for anybody else. So you know what? I don't know if you guys noticed. I don't even post my evidence anymore.
Right.
It's
right.
Just.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah. Who cares? If you post your evidence, number one, you're letting it out there for other people to see. Number two, some people are going to steal it from you anyway. And number three, you're opening yourself up for criticism. All my friends that come around me can hear my evidence anytime they want, and we can discuss it.
Right.
And I even send it to skeptics to get their opinion on it. But you know what?
Yeah,
it's really not.
We limit ourselves what we post. I mean, videos, pictures, probably. I mean, most. But there's a lot of things I haven't posted because, again, that dispute factor. I just don't feel like getting into it with somebody.
Yeah, it's just not worth it to me anymore. I'm doing it for the fun, and they're taking the fun out of it.
It's not worth it to me to go out there. I put a little bit up on the website just to show people that we actually do capture things. There's a lot of things you'll never see that the public will never know about.
That's right, and I'm coming over to your house to check them out.
That's fine. Whenever you want.
If it wasn't for Frank posting evidence on NJ Rope, I may not be a member.
Yeah, she was our group stalker. So
I was just a groupie. I wasn't a stalker.
I hate stalkers. But you know what? Some of my best members throughout the history have came from stalkers.
So, you know what?
They're like, dedicated. You know what?
If they're willing to follow you around like that, they usually hang around. So.
That's right. Cool. About 10 of them are interactive. So I personally wish that number said 10 because then I'd have 100% interactivity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know that Facebook is whatever, you get out there and when you first get on Facebook, it was a big thing. I don't even find like looking for friends anymore. You first get out there and you put your webpage up there and you're like, yeah, I'm going to make myself a lot of friends. I'm going to put all these, you're out there and you're friend hunting, you're adding friend here, and none of these people know you. We're all doing the same thing. It's stupid.
That's right.
So I don't even bother anymore. If people want to ask me to be friends, that's fine. I'll accept their friendship. But, I thought maybe it was a networking thing. It doesn't do anything for you.
It's not. Facebook sucks anymore. And everybody I talk to, says the same thing. It just, I lost 76 likes overnight one night. And it's because Facebook decided to purge people who weren't active with my page.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, eh?
That's great.
Well, that's what happens when it goes public.
Yeah. You know what? Screw them. I just let it sit up there, and I advertise occasionally.
Right. Yeah, I throw stuff up there, but you never get anything back from it. I mean, it's yeah, you really. It's anybody who all my friends that are actually on my personal page on Facebook, they know me. So if they wanted to do something with the group, they'd already be doing it.
Exactly.
I should make the Chuck book.
The Chuck book. There you go.
That's right.
Start something new.
Make it free for 10 years and then go public and be a billionaire.
You know what? The other guy did it, so why not? If it worked for him, you can come up with something that competes and is a little better. Why not?
That's right.
Guy's a billionaire many times over now, and you know.
Hey, you know, I have a theory.
Okay.
If ghosts can be seen through night vision, wouldn't you think that night vision lights scare them?
Say that again.
If ghosts can be seen through infrared or night vision, IR lights.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think that light scares them? Like they're seeing a light from the other side.
Do I think it scares them?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll go along with that, I guess. I mean,
it's just a theory.
They don't seem to come near us. They seem to run from us. I don't know. I mean, you look at those light. You know, you see infrared, ultraviolet light, and all these different light sources that we see. I mean, we're using these cameras to find these spirits out there, and we occasionally get a picture. And it says there was billions of. Of spirits out, like you're saying, you know, it's kind of a good thing we don't see in those light spectrums, because you know it'd be a whole different world if we did, right?
Oh man, it would be crazy. It'd be like 13 Ghosts, where you put on the glasses, you can see everybody,
everything. You know, you'd be walking around, and they'd be walking next to you, sitting next to you on the chair. You wouldn't have any privacy.
You'd have the glasses in your bed, like anything watching me.
See, in your bed, there was another movie with Nicole Kidman. I think it was called The Others, and I only seen it once, so it's a little hazy, but. It kind of put a different spin on it where her and the children are terrorized by these noises and all this stuff. And at the end of the movie, it turns out they're the ones who are the ghosts.
That's
they're
creepy.
The ghosts experiencing the living.
That's creepy.
So it was kind of interesting. Hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of that?
It's called The Others.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Interesting concept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to the conversation again here.
Yeah, I don't want to hear myself talking.
That's my friend D in the chat room said, you got to ask them if the lights scare them. That's actually a pretty good concept. I was at the Plank House not last weekend, but the weekend before that. And it's a very small house from the early times. It's considered, there's an old legend that Blackbeard used to hang out with his mistress there. And we got a ton of activity. All night long was active. A lot of people told us the place sucks, but it was very active for us. And I don't even know where this story's going. I totally forgot while I was reading the chat room. But if you guys haven't been there, it's really small. Recommend like 5-6 people, but it's so fun.
What is it called again?
It's called the Plank House. It's in Marcus Hook.
All right. Yeah. We're always looking for places.
Yeah, they've started like... digging like archaeologists, and they have like the whole kitchen dug up and outside the house, and they found like cannonballs from early times, and they found some crazy stuff. There's actually, I think someone told me that one of the oldest tools in the history of the United States was found inside that home.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
And they have, if you walk in the back room, it's just piles and piles of stuff that they found on those grounds. It's pretty neat. Some shout out. I wasn't really doing anything. We didn't set up DVR systems because the weekend before that, we streamed live from Selma Mansion, and I want to thank everyone that tuned in.
Yeah, cool. I saw that. You had done that.
Yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
It was cool, but, you know, I've been to Selma Mansion probably like 8 times. I've had a blast every time, but streaming live was too much work. I didn't even get to leave the room hardly. It was more like work for me. I'll probably never do it again, to be honest with you. I just wanted to be the one that done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's also something you had to try, right? You didn't know until you tried it. So you know, now you know it's not for you, that's all.
Yeah, it's not for me. It really isn't. I prefer recording it. And you know what I'd like to do? I would probably like to follow a team around and record them, just like a television show. Because I have night vision cameras. I got the HD documentary cam. I've got so many things. We could go into one place for like 8 hours, and I could get enough footage to make a show. That's probably what I'd like to do.
Hey, there you go. We'll hook you up with that whenever you want.
I've seen that coming.
Go to your Selma Mansion, and we can follow us around with the cameras. We're fine.
That's a big possibility.
For your little show there, for your internet show or something like that.
Sorry, there you go.
When are you going to be there? July 12th?
No, July 13th.
July 13th.
You make a compilation of different investigations at the Selma Mansion, different groups that have gone through there.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm filming a history on the Selma Mansion right now. It's a reenactment of events that have happened there and things like that. Have you seen the trailer yet? It's called The Selma Project.
No, where's that at? You don't know any of this stuff. Where do you put all this stuff?
It's on Simply Paranormal.
No, I was just on there the other day. I was looking around.
Yeah, you got to look deeper.
I go deeper. We'll do.
Guys, it has been another awesome night like it usually is. There's about 5 minutes of the show left, and I usually play an out song.
Alrighty.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we've finished the conversation. I'd like to book you guys again in the future because for some reason I always have fun when you're on. It's probably because I'm drinking.
Yeah,
it's probably because I'm drinking
wine.
Absolutely.
Good conversations.
I see a lot of familiar faces in that chat room there. I appreciate you guys all coming out.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate the support.
Some friends we haven't seen in a while, too. Like, I want to shout out to Mike there. I see Mike Costco.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. I don't know you, but I probably should.
Vegas on there.
Vegas.
Northern members. So, and we appreciate you guys checking in with us.
And MJ, thanks for coming in and supporting us as well.
Hi, MJ. I got your emails last week, and I shut up. Just wanted to let you know.
very good. And I appreciate you having us on again. It's always a good time.
No, I love it. I love to talk about, like, for me, it's just you can open up on here, and it's not like I don't like to be the radio show type. I like for it to sound like everybody's sitting around the living room having a good time. And
right.
It seems to be what people are more interested in either way. So it's going to continue to be
my
show.
What we got to do is we got to come on with you after we investigate the mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some experiences on there.
That might be too far away.
Oh, you can do it before that, but that'd be something definitely for a future show even.
Yeah.
We'll chit-chat about that.
Yeah. Something we share in common with that place. So we'll see what we come up with. A pair of notes.
I absolutely love the Selma Mansion, and I'm sure everybody out there knows that. I don't know why. It's just I'm going to tell you one of the things that connect me to it is we had a genealogy done on our family, and I think it goes back to the 1600s. And Mary Todd, the wife of Abraham Lincoln, is part of my family. My family's history. Yeah, and what's really cool is that she is connected to the Selma Mansion. When you guys get there and you read the history on that, you'll see that.
Okay.
It's pretty neat. Pretty neat. So I like having that connection, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. This sounds good. Now, say, you guys can come. Anybody wants to, we'll be doing some lectures coming up in the next coming months. We have like one a month or so if people want to come out and meet with us directly. So anybody who's out there who doesn't know us and is in the area – we'll be check our website out there, and you'll see where we're going to be starting to get a little.
What's your website name?
NJRope.com.
Yeah, Pinelands Paranormal will be on next week. Gaten's out there. He invited a bunch of people in to listen as well, so I'm going to set it up with them. They're going to be playing a few EVPs, so that'll be kind of
cool. Very cool.
There you go.
Hey, that's a good idea for the future. Something we can do for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got thousands of them. I just never play them because I'm just like host a show.
Man, I think we all do. That's the thing. You go out there and you're getting back to that whole conversation again. We all catch this evidence. We've got thousands and thousands of EVPs.
Yeah, what are you going to do with them? You might as well play them on the radio, right?
Yes, you should do. Just have a radio show of EVPs.
We did that once, but it was very vulgar. If you guys want to check it out. You can go to MIXL.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I have Heather asked the question, what's your website? Is that for NJ Rope?
It would have to be NJ Rope because she knows my website.
Okay, so it's www.njrope.com.
Type it in the chat room.
Yeah, let's see if we get that working here somehow.
I'll do it.
There we go. We got it.
All right. And D, I'm not sure if I'm going to be in the 4th of July parade. If I'm invited, maybe. I do a lot with Steve and Lisa now, so not 100% sure at this point.
And we're also on the Paranormal Dictionary, too, because I know that probably John Fowler was up there last week.
Yeah, John Fowler was on last week, and I am setting up my Paranormal Dictionary page right now. So
there you go. That's good
there
stuff.
You go.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is a cool concept, and
a very cool concept.
Hopefully it'll pay off for him one day.
Yeah, I think it is. It's taken off. It's slow, but it's working for him. We were actually one of the first groups to support him with it, and we've been there from the beginning, and it's I mean, I can see how it's grown since we started, but I feel it's like it could get a lot bigger. So if anybody's listening and hasn't set up a page yet, certainly a good way to get out there and connect with other people from the paranormal world.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, learn about each other a little bit and get to see a face maybe or in a picture.
Get your name out there a bit.
So,
all right. Listen, guys.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, as always, you can stay online if you want. We'll chit-chat afterwards.
We will.
If not, whatever. But, you know, this is Soul Searching. I'm Chuck, and you can check me out on Pennsylvania Paranormal Connection, the Paranormal Rehab, or my team, Simply Paranormal. You can find us at www.simplyparanormal.us, or you can email me if you need help. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone who will. You can email me at scared@simplyparanormal.us. It's been an awesome night. Love you, fans, and good night. I'm going to play a song right now. The song is from the Free Music Archive. The song's called The Whirlwind Dance, and it's by The Ghost Hunter. And I got to wait on my stuff to load up. Something went wrong here. Like always, you know, always when you're trying to play with a touchpad, it just has to go blank. Here we go, The Ghost Hunter.
Expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.